Now the Gemara is like Velishin Le, why don't we answer again this last price? It says when you have 19, that the last 9 is Potter. Why don't we answer Kogoin Shemono Tisha, that you counted 10. V'chimota Asor, when it came to the 10th one, Korichad, you start to count over again. Meresha, that you counted 1, 2, 3, 4 to 9. Then when the 10th one came out, you counted, you count over again, 1, 2, 3, 4 to 9. So therefore, the 19th that comes out, that's the Maisa, and all the other ones are Potter because you counted them. So Mara says, no, Kisova, we hold that Asir Miel of Kodesh, like Rabbi said before, that the 10th one is Kodesh by itself. In other words, you counted 9. And even though now the 10th one you called number 1, so what? Lamaya said, Ivra, go through, and there everybody holds that since it went, the 10th one that comes out, that one is Kodesh. So therefore, be a Kasha, the last 9 should still be Chayiv. For the Maravalishna, give another Teretz. Velishna lay begoyrin, that you had 19 in the corral, or mon and zuga zugas, that you counted 2 at a time, like when 2 came out, you said that's 1 pair, then 2, then 3, but you counted them, you know, 2s at a time. So it says, ksavar still asir leminyim behema su kaddish. No, that the meister, when the 10th one comes out, that will be kaddish, even though you're calling them by pairs, 1, 2, 3, 4, and by 4 it's number 8, but so on, the meister, when 10 comes out, it will be kaddish. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak, Zakoi ime de Rafuna, like Rafuna's mother was Zoicha, Rafuna bas Chora, to have such a son, like that, the Shani le Shmaita tob Rigla kishmaita, like he said such a good Shan this Brisa, he was the one that answered this Brisa the right way, that the reason why the 9 here are Potter is because it was 2 doors here, and 9 went out one door, 9 went out the other door, and therefore each one was called a minion a row, that's why they're Potter. He gave a shvach light to his mother that she was zeicha to have such a child. Hashgloi mazoch seima sherefuna baschoyre sheyolad ben kamaisai sheyod letaris lerova shmuasai b'teichad drasha b'tirtzalei b'shita shmuasav l'ram liyam minina roa pota v'chakam matat sherefuna achi to achad chazi lachi chaz lachi. Now the Mishnah says yotzu shnayim kiyachad. Let's say 2 go out the same time. So moino isom shnaim shnaim. The 2 go out the same time. Yotzu shnaim kachad kachas is moino isom shnaim shnaim is. So again, the Mishnah says yotzu shnaim kachad. Let's say 2 of them come out the same time. You start to count, and the 2 came out biyachad through the Pesach. So locher is moino isom shnaim shnaim. You could call them by pairs 1. Zuga zugas. They can call each pair 1. The first pair you call 1, the second pair called 2. And therefore, the Azug, the 10th pair, that's called Kodesh. Yeah. So that's called, you have a right to count them, Monon, Moisom, Shnaim, Shnaim. What's going to be Monon, Echot? Shiv, Monon, Echot, means when the first pair came out, you called it 1. And then, when the third one came out, you called it 2. So really, it comes out, when the 9th one, you call 9, really that's 10. And the 10th one, really the 11th one. So then, she the Asir Mikukolim, that the 9th and 10th one are mixed up, because the 9th one, according to your Chet, is really the 10th one, and the 10th one is the 11th one, and you didn't call this way. So therefore, both of them are Mikukolim, you don't know which one's the mice and which one's not. So both of them is you have to let it pasture in the field until it becomes a Balmum, and then you kill it Bamumai. What's going to be Koro Litshi Asir, by mistake, you call the 9th one 10. Ulasirichi, you call the 10th one 9. Uliyechad Asir Asir, 11th one you call 10. So Shloshtum Mekudoshim. In this case, all three of them are Mekudoshim. What's the locher of them? That Achi, the 9th one, is Necha B'mumai. The 9th thing we had before that has Kedusha, just that he can't eat it until it becomes a Balmum, but not to bring it for Korban. Again, you made a mistake and called the 9th one 10. So you have Asir with the 10th one, Maisa, that's really the Maisa, that's Korah for Korban Maisa. The Yechad also, the 11th one that you call 10, Korah Shlomim, that becomes a Shlomim. And the Yaisa Tamura, it could also can make a Tamura out of it. And that Shlomim can make a Tamura. Divra Meir, these words of Rabbi Meir. Om Rabbi Yehuda says no, the Chiyesh Tamura, Yaisa Tamura. Like, does, can a Tamura make a Tamura, meaning to say, like, this first one is also called the Tamura. Because really it's the Maisa Beim, the 10th one. So the 11th one is also called a Tamura. So one Tamura cannot make another Tamura. Omer was said over Mishum Rabbi Meir, Ilohoye Tamura Lohir Korv. No, it's not the Pshat. Like the 11th one itself is not called a Tamura, because there's no Aloch of Tamura Maise Beima. So if it would have been a Din Tamura, it wouldn't be Kaddish altogether. Elamite has Loch like a Shlomim. So therefore, it couldn't make another Tamura. Kora Lachi Yasiri, called the 9th one 10. Oli Yasiri Yasiri, the 10th one you called 10. Oli Yechros Yasiri, the 11th one also you called 10. Is a Nechros Lamakudish, that's more of that before. That since the 10th one you called 10, so when you called the 11th one also 10, the 11th one is not Chal Kudusha on it. Zeaklal, this is the Klal. Kol Shla Necher Shem Asiri Menu. If you did not take off, and it's like you did not call the 10th one 10, in other words, if you called the 10, if you did not take away the name 10 from the 10th one, then ain't Echad Oslam Kaddish. And the 11th one that comes out is not Kaddish. That's not Kaddish. The other Gemara says, Omer Reb Yechanan, Mono Zuga Zugas. You want to count pairs like two come out of time, call that one, then to second one another pair. You count that way also. And you come to your 10th pair, both of those are Kaddish. Kinteren, Kinteren. You can do it also 100 of 100. 100 comes out, you call that one. Second 100, you call that two. So, Asiri Liminyonoi, Asiri Liminyonu Kaddish, Yechonos Takas Kaddish according to your minion. Like you count all these first 100 like one, so you get to your 10th 100, all those hundreds are Maisa. So, Moro says now, Liminyonoi, my, what does it mean to say Liminyonoi? So, Rav Mori, Amar Mori says, Liminyon Shaloi, according to your count as Kaddish, like we just said, the way you're counting two fourths, you're counting the pairs, one, two, three, so your tenth pair, that's Kaddish. Rav Kana Amano, Leminyan Behemoth of Kaddish, we don't care the way you count it. It's the Metzius. When ten comes by, the tenth one is Kaddish. So Tanan is learned like this. Yotzu Shnaim Kiyachas, if two goes out at one time, so my Noisim counted that way, Shnaim Shnaim, if two goes out at a time, count that way also. Mona Echad Chi V'Yasiri, is mona echad, you counted the first pair as one, and then number three you call two, so chi v'yasir mekukolim. That the tenth and ninth are mixed up together, we don't know which watch, it's mekukol. So now, bishleim l'man diyom l'minyin shaloi hu kodesh, is kodesh the way you count, v'shumachi yevit chi v'yasir mekukolim, that's where the ninth and tenth are mixed up, because according to your cheshbin, you mix them up. Why? Because the last series of Gisha should be Kokorele Chi, the 10th one you called 9, or Liechad Asara Asiri, the 11th one you called 10. See if they're mixed up. El Lamandi Yamado, Leminye Behemoth of Kaddish, is Kaddish to where Lamais they come out, the 10th one comes out as Kaddish. It's so Lichi Chi Kokorele, or Liasiri Asiri Kokorele. Like, why do we care? Why is it mixed up? Lamais, the 9th one they went out is only number 9. And the 10th one that goes out is Kaddish. What should it be mixed up over here? So, Melech Yochanan says like this. Ki amina no. When do I say, Heichidi chavin lafuke zuga zugas? Only when you want to take them out pairs by pairs. But Heichid and Ofik memelo, loy. When they go out by themselves, then I never said that. Tashma coming here. So like this. Monolam afrei, you've counted them backwards, like 10. 9. So Asira Shiva Minyan Kaddish. That last one that comes out, that's Kaddish. So Vishlam Lamandi Yom Minyan Liminyan Behemoth Kaddish. You go bust on the way, the ones that came out, Shapir. The Mice, the 10th one coming out, that's Kaddish. El Lamandi Yom Liminyan Shlo, you go bust on your count to Kaddish, Asiri Chad Korolei. Like you go down, the first one comes out to call 10, the second one to call 9. So the last one is called number 1, so why should that be Kaddish? And the Rav answers, Hoyo V'Yisa B'Minyan Pasor, the Korolei Asar Chad. Yes, in the minion of Persians, they call 10-1. Therefore, 1 can also be called 10. Therefore, when they count it this way, it's also considered Kaddish. All right, we'll stop here. We'll do over again this last Gemara on the next tape.